We thank God for another day and for an open invitation from His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be His disciple. Thank you as well for joining us today. We are from the Gospel Hall Assemblies in Barbados. Friends, this is The Joyful Sound. Listen now to this song by the Savannah Choir. Jesus calls, friends. Jesus calls. Softly and tenderly does it. He's calling for you and for me. Our brother Monroe Franklin is our speaker once again. Today he talks about the invitation of Jesus to follow him. Here he is.
Thank you, Frank. Let us pray. We come to thee, our God and our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to thank thee for thy love and goodness toward us. We bring each listener to thee and ask that thy blessing that maketh rich may rest upon each one. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text is Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. First of all, please note that Jesus did not say to Matthew, "Follow my teaching," or "Follow my example." He said to Matthew, "Follow me." Christianity is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, a relationship that is through faith. Perhaps the best known verse of the Bible, John chapter 3 and verse 16, states, "Whosoever believeth in him." Dear listener, Jesus is saying to you today what he said to Matthew many years ago, "Follow me." Will you accept his gracious invitation? Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or are you just a church member? Being a church member is not good enough. You must have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through faith. Jesus calls on you today to follow him. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, you are following. If you are not following the Lord Jesus, you are nevertheless a follower. You are not your own man or woman to do as you please. We are all followers. When Paul the Apostle wrote to the Christians in the city of Ephesus, as recorded in chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, he said, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to walk when you lived according to the course of this world, according to the power of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived also according to them at one time, gratifying the sinful cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. These verses tell us that if you are not following the Lord Jesus, you are following the ways of this world. You are following the ruler of the kingdoms of the air, the devil. And you are following the desires and thoughts of your own sinful nature. And as a result, you are living under the wrath of God, who is not only a loving God, but also a holy, righteous, and just God. This world, referred to in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, is the satanically organized system that hates and opposes God. Unbelievers in the world follow the lifestyle of other unbelievers. They experience the world's peer pressure. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, we read, "For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eye, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." Unsaved persons are now in the clutches of the ruler of the kingdom of the air and follow him in opposition to God. Satan is a defeated leader. His doom has already been sealed, and if you continue to follow him, you will share in his fate. We are told in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, the devil who deceives them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beasts and the false prophet have been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. I repeat, if you are not following the Lord Jesus, you are following the ways of this world. You are following the devil to your own destruction. Jesus, however, invites you to follow him. In John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And in verses 17 and 18, he states, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up. This command have I received from my Father." When Jesus spoke of laying down his life and taking it again, he was referring to his death on the cross and his glorious resurrection on the third day. Jesus voluntarily went to the cross of Calvary to die for the sins of the world. As John the Baptist said of him, "He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." All of us have sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our sin has many consequences. For one thing, it has separated us from our Creator. Isaiah 59 and verse 2 states, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God." Secondly, sin has placed us under God's condemnation. John chapter 3 and verse 18, "Whosoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Thirdly, our sin has placed us under the wrath of God. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, we read, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but God's wrath remains on him." Fourthly, our sin, if it is not dealt with, will eternally separate us from God in the lake of fire. The good news is that God loves us, and God has sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to suffer and die on the cross, to shed his blood, that our sins might be forgiven, that we might be made acceptable to him, that we might even become his children. And God raised him up on the third day from the dead, and has given evidence to the fact that he has accepted what the Lord Jesus Christ did when he died for the sins of this world. And God has not only raised him from the dead, he's exalted him at his own right hand as a prince and a savior. This is what Jesus said after his resurrection. This is what is written: that the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. Will you today face up to the fact that you have sinned against God? Will you turn from your life of sin and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in him alone for salvation? And will you heed his call to follow him? Jesus says to you today, follow me. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we thank thee that thou we have this gracious invitation to follow the Lord Jesus, that we might be eternally blessed. We pray that someone might heed this invitation today. We pray in his name. Amen.
Yes, friend, Christianity is indeed a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is saying to you today, follow me. Will you do so? And will you do it now? Just repent of your sins. Accept the invitation he offers you today. And don't forget to write us so that we can rejoice with you. Our address: The Joyful Sound Broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britain's Hill, Barbados. Let me repeat that. The Joyful Sound Broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britain's Hill, Barbados. The best thing you can do today is follow Jesus.